Hey regulars, Charlie here. We all spend a lot of time thinking about what we eat, but what about what we drink? Well, our friends at Kangen Water have an answer for you. When you call 800-494-8685 or visit Kangen Water, that's K-A-N-Water.com, you can learn more about the Kangen Water machine and to check out their specials on air purifiers. Kangen Water has been around for 50 years and has expanded into 9 countries, which shows that they really do have the staying power to outlast all their competition. The Kangen Water machine is the only real ionizer on the market. The rest, unfortunately, are nothing more than a mass-produced water filter. While Kangen Water is great for hydration, you can use it for all sorts of other health benefits, whether that be reducing acid reflux, migraine headaches, joint aches and pains, low energy, gout, and even muscle pain. Its antioxidants neutralize free radicals in your body and keep your immune system strong, while its alkaline properties balance the pH level of your body and keeps you healthy. If you drink a lot of energy drinks and have a very acidic diet, Kangen Water is a must. You can even use the water for weight loss. There are weight loss plans that rely on Kangen's alkaline water exclusively, but even without a plan, the water will help you lose weight. So if you're interested in improving your health and boosting your hydration, call 800-494-8685 or visit kanwater.com, that's K-A-N-water.com, to learn all about the Kangen Water machine and to check out their specials on air purifiers. Again, these deals will not last, so be sure to call and let them know that the Regular Joe Show team sent you.
Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way. Without the cape, we're the superpowers. Not even a sidekick. Heck, we don't even have fancy gadgets. This is just Joe and his trusty microphone, made in the USA. This is the Regular Joe Show.
Oh, suck it.
Well, hello there, and welcome to one, welcome to all, Joe Gigante, your Regular Joe here with you, and yes, it is Thursday, also colloquially known as a Freedom Friday Eve here on the Regular Joe Show. As always, much to get into. Biden was in Pittsburgh, my mom and dad's hometown. His meltdown continues. He tried to... You know, they say that imitation is the highest form of flattery. Well, he was on a streak trying to imitate Donald Trump, and none of it worked. None of it served the purpose he was hoping it would, including a bizarre story about his uncle. But maybe it's not as far-fetched as some believe. I have evidence that says... maybe it is real. I think, actually, the incident has been recorded in a historical sense. I will share that with you a little bit later in the show. In Congress, much happening. Schumer shenanigans on the Mayorkas impeachment. Everyone's outraged. You should be, but is it ultimately a victory for our side? I'll explain. The Boeing whistleblower, Mike Johnson, hanging on by a thread, and much more. Right now, it is 7 after the hour, which means as we speak in Tokyo, it is 10:07 p.m. In Paris, 3:07 p.m. Right now, in Wilmington, Delaware, 9:07 a.m. And on the leftist coast in Seattle, 6:07 a.m. That is your new and improved Biden Crime Family Time Check, TM, the Regular Joe Show, brought to you as it always is at the top of each and every broadcast hour to remind everyone to make sure I fulfill my obligation to broadcast in the public interest and convenience, so that you too can know, as we sit 200 days away from the presidential elections, the most consequential elections of our lifetime, that you can't claim ignorance, that you are aware of the crooked as a rat's hind leg that the Biden crime family is, where they have done business, do business as trading influence for money to line their pockets at your and my expense. Today, ladies and gentlemen, as I look on the magical calendar app, is World Amateur Radio Day. That is also known as Liberal Talk Radio Day. No, I'm kidding. I don't want to pick on ham radio. Amateur radio is generally considered to be ham radio. And I don't want to in any way insult the great ham radio operators out there. By making the joke, but it just seemed like it was fitting. Because when I think of amateur radio, I often think of liberal talk radio. But that's just me. Maybe you don't agree. But to be completely transparent, World Amateur Radio Day takes place every April 18th. Worldwide, radio amateurs take to the airwaves in celebration of the day. It was on this day in 1925 that the International Amateur Radio Union was formed in Gay Paris. Well, I mean, they call it Happy Paris, okay? Understand that they weren't saying Paris was filled with a bunch of homosexuals. They used to refer to it as Gay Paris. Well, back then, maybe now, I don't know. But either way, so now you know something you didn't know before. Today is World Amateur Radio Day. We continue to do the professional radio thing here each and every day. Now, there's a bunch of, overnight, a bunch of Columbia University students were holding what they referred to as anti-Israel protests. I don't know that we should call them anti-Israel protests. Maybe anti-Semitic, I mean, perhaps. I believe we have to be accurate in our terminology. I would actually call them pro-terrorist protests. I mean, they were burning stuff down just off the campus of Columbia University, holding this all in response to the fact that Columbia University's president was on Capitol Hill yesterday and in the mildest possible way condemned, and I mean mild, anti-Semitism. From the river to the sea, she couldn't definitively say that was a terrorist comment that was anti-Semitic. She agreed most people would think it was anti-Semitic, but not all people. I mean, now the terrorists that say it, like Hatim, we played his sound a few days ago, he openly admits that it is a call to exterminate the Jews. But apparently the elite at Columbia University and the intelligentsia that run the school, they're not really sure. They think kind of, sort of, it's a problem. Well, that mild, also mild condemnation of anti-Semitism led to a pro-terrorist event at Columbia University. Went down overnight, burning things down, chanting. All the works looked like a Google company meeting, the way they were conducting themselves. Now, either way, here's the thing with what, and I'm going to roll this into when I talk about the non-impeachment hearing that happened yesterday in the Senate. And I know there's a lot of people, they're wringing their hands, clutching their pearls, and it's absolutely disgraceful what Chuck Schumer did. There's no question about it. It's an absolute abuse of our Constitution. It is a perversion of the rule of law. I agree 100%. But it's not enough to be outraged. You know, in the movie Red Dawn, right, there's a moment where the kid's really angry because his family's been killed. And I think it's Jed, the character Jed, that says, okay, now you got to use that. He's basically saying live off the anger, live off the hate to motivate you. And then later in the film, when the Air Force colonel, I think was his rank, gets shot down, joins their team, he talks about the fact that hate will tear you up if that's the only thing that you have motivating you. He was right, by the way. Both pieces of it in the film play an important role in understanding how we respond to when we're being attacked, whether we're being attacked in the case of Red Dawn by the communists from Russia and Cuba and Nicaragua, or in the case of what we're dealing with right now, people like Chuck Schumer, the enemy within, who are all too willing for their own money, power, influence, in the name of their partisan politics, to steamroll the Constitution. It's not enough to get angry. We have to look at what's happening right now. And this is where it takes real strategists at the helm. Now, Donald Trump is a pretty damn good strategist. So I imagine he puts a lot of brain power into this. Watley and Laura Trump, I don't know them super well. I hope they are taking a moment and sitting back. This protest at Columbia, the Google sit-in, Donald Trump sitting in a courtroom as Joe Biden is slobbering on himself in Pittsburgh. the Google, all these things that we keep seeing, these should be ad after ad after ad for the state of our country. And I'm sorry, of course, the Mayorkas piece. This should be the talking points by which every surrogate is going out, covering every neighborhood, covering every television network, every radio show, everywhere they go. And they should be making TV ads, web ads, whatever it is, however they want to communicate, TikToks, I don't care, wherever they want to put it. Because I can promise you, the mainstream media networks are doing their best not to show as much of it as you hear about here, as you might see on One America News or on Newsmax or even to some degree on the BlackRock News Network. Because they don't want people to realize they are. Remember all that just a few months ago, everyone was telling me, Joe, you're wrong to support certain Republicans and not others. It's a bad public picture, being a rabble-rouser. It makes people feel like we're disorganized. We don't have our acts together. Well, breaking news, we don't always have our acts together. That's part of the reason we need to call these things out. This is how we resolve it. The counter to that also was the fact that the Democrats are always unified. They've always got their acts together. They always look so good. Let me tell you something. The Democrat Party is in absolute disarray right now. You have an incumbent Democrat president that can't figure out what side he's on, terrorists or Israel. We've been allies with Israel for 70-some years. We have never been allies with terrorists in this country before. But he is really, and when I say he, obviously not Biden. He struggles to figure out how to get the spoon of oatmeal to his mouth. I get it. But the people that are programming him, the ones that are supposed to be the big brain trust, they are trying to thread a needle whose eye is almost microscopic at this point. They are teetering on losing the Jewish vote in a massive way, the black vote in a massive way, the Hispanic vote. These numbers are, we just printed a story. This is out of Baltimore. So, I mean, again, this is not just coming from national polls. You look at the regional polls in Baltimore. Remember, Joe Biden was just there. They want to, they're going to rebuild the Francis Scott Coretta King Key, whatever the hell the name of that bridge is, because nobody can even figure that part out. It's the Francis Scott Key Bridge. But remember the binder, she called it the Scott King Bridge, confusing with the Coretta Scott King, but whatever. Who cares? Nobody can keep their mind straight there. They're pledging all this money into a historically black part of Maryland that's been a stronghold for the Democrat Party. And then there's this poll. 3 out of 4 Democrats and Republicans surveyed in a new Maryland poll support the presumptive nominee, underscoring a lack of enthusiasm right now for Joe Biden. This is the Baltimore Sun writing this. The Baltimore, again, stalwart leftist newspaper. Their new poll says that there's no excitement for Joe Biden. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, for him, it's ridiculous. For us, it's great news. I mean, let me make sure I'm clear on this. But here you are 200 days out, and he literally can't figure out how to address Americans protesting and lighting things, burning the American flag, burning people in effigy, in support of terrorist organizations that would just as soon plow down the entirety of the progressive left movement if they had the chance. There's not a thing the progressive left movement doesn't stand for that Hamas wouldn't kill them for in a heartbeat without even thinking about it, without feeling an iota of remorse. I mean, they literally throw homosexuals off buildings and you have LGBTQ for Hamas out there. It's amazing. So don't tell me that they're some juggernaut rushing towards the finish line in November. Now, it's not a given. Again, this is not me saying stand down. No, this is me saying stand up. We have a unique opportunity. I will get into it more and more throughout the show about how we make good on this. We've got some distinctly good news after the break, but I'm just telling you here and now, don't believe the conventional wisdom. We have a slugfest for the next 200 days. It is not going to be an easy win. Nothing can be taken for granted. Nothing can be assumed. But that being said, the current conditions that exist in the United States favor the bold, those who want to boldly proclaim freedom, liberty, a thriving economy, and the ability to live the American dream again and get out from under the government, is a message that will resonate and win.
The Regular Joe Radio Show.